Cat says, meow, bitch. Welcome to Listen, Bitch with Brandon Lynette. Are you subscribed so you're not missing an episode? Are you in my Facebook group? It's called Listen, Bitch. No big deal. I am on Instagram a little bit too. So if you feel the need, you can follow me there. But definitely get into my Facebook group. I want this to be a listener-based talk for real. Like, how can I help you this week? I know y'all are out there. I know you're out there. I'm here for you. I know life is a shit show, so I want to help you stand your ground in the fucking arena. That's it. So Kat says meow. I have a confession. If you don't already follow me on social media, I'm going to give you a little insight to my newest obsession. I have wanted a Sphinx cat forever. Forever. Now that I'm not having babies ever again, and my youngest turned 4, my two oldest are in college. I felt it was the time to transition into becoming a mom to a naked cat. My tireless search for a kitten has ended in countless hours spent watching an embarrassing amount of Sphinx cat videos. Embarrassing amount. I've gained a vast amount of knowledge, but even more so, have been greatly entertained. The obsession got a little out of control. My lesson can hopefully help you as well. It is easy to lose our day on the internet one way or another. Maybe it's Netflix. Maybe you're like my husband and you just watch all the car videos and your favorite rock band videos on YouTube all day. Or maybe you're like me and you watch cat videos. I'm gonna be honest, bitch. The internet can be toxic with your time. So I guess today's episode is how to spend more time offline, even if you love naked cat videos. While the internet makes it quicker to find a recipe or driving directions, it also is costing you time. Checking emails for a few minutes stretches into a half hour of watching YouTube cat videos or reading Facebook updates. Imagine what you could accomplish by reclaiming all that time. So I've got a few suggestions for you to help you disconnect and get more out of life. Depression is rising. Depression, my idea for wanting to have a fan-based podcast. I have another episode coming up that is based on our confidence. Confidence. Our confidence is shitty. And part of that is time being spent on the internet comparing ourselves to other people. So let's get into the benefits of spending more time offline. Okay. Number one, you're going to experience more happiness. Studies show that Facebook intensifies our natural tendencies to make social comparisons that leave us feeling like we're missing out. When you focus on your own achievements, you'll have less time to envy your friends' exotic vacations or job promotions. Number two, boost your confidence. How much time do you spend editing your selfies? Are you using filters? That drives me fucking crazy. It drives me fucking crazy. I want you to learn to love the image you see in the mirror, even on the bad hair days. Number three, strengthen your relationships. Research has also found that online contacts differ from real-world communications. Face-to-face interactions create more intimacy and trust. Having a few people who are willing to help you move into your new place beats having 1,000 friends on Facebook that you barely know. Know your mind. This is number four. It's easy to get caught up collecting friends and fans. We thrive on the like. What is our likes? Has anyone commented? It's more satisfying to be authentic and express your true feelings. Be willing to take an unpopular position if it means standing up for your values. Number five, communicate more tactfully. Anonymous comments often sound harsher than private conversations. Chatting with your friends over coffee will make your speech gentler. Number six, you're going to get better rest. Brightly lit screens and information overload are causing widespread sleep deprivation. Enhance the quality of your sleep by turning off your devices and focusing on truly resting. I do not let my kids have their phones at night. They hate it. They hate me for it. If I catch them with it, they're grounded. Same thing with the TV, it goes off. If you really need to unwind and rest, read. Read a little bit before you fall asleep. I promise your body will get used to it and you will sleep better and longer through the night. Number seven, become more productive. Reduce the distractions in your life. Clean out your garage instead of reading about the latest celebrity divorce or newest reality TV show. I wanted to watch some Netflix today, so I figured I better make a deal with myself. I could turn on something in the background as long as I was productive And that was my deal. But I came in here and I started cleaning my office. That was my goal today. I cleaned this bitch and forgot to turn the TV on. Go figure. But I do feel better having done something productive. You're here because I am taking time to create this podcast rather than scrolling to look for naked kittens. Okay. So this is how you're actually going to be able to spend more time offline. Number one is set a curfew. Start by shutting off electronics a couple of hours before bed. You'll fall asleep faster and wake up feeling more refreshed. Number two, enlist support. Let your family, friends, and coworkers know you'll be online less. I know because I run e-commerce businesses, I have to let my clients know I'm going to be offline, out of pocket. I set certain hours, usually Monday through Friday before 10 a.m. I'll be able to get you set up. Serve as a role model for your kids. Encourage your children to use technology more constructively. They'll learn from your example. Wait until dinner is over to check your email. Stay off the phone while you're driving. Small things make a big difference, bitch. Ban the worst offender sites. Are there a few sites that eat up most of your time? Have you spent countless hours on TikTok looking for naked cats and had to actually delete the app? Maybe you need to suspend your Reddit account, deactivate your Facebook page, or reduce your addiction to Pinterest. Just take it off your phone if you can't stop. And number five, time yourself. Decide in advance how long you'll spend at the computer and stick to the schedule. Most of my emails are sent at 5 a.m. Eastern. You can schedule some reading time around that because they're going to be a priority. Same with the podcast. You want to get some listening time in? It's here for you. Set it on your schedule, make it a priority, then carry on with your scroll, push yourself away when the hour is up. Schedule weekly dates. Fill your free time with regular appointments for getting together with friends. Host a Friday night poker game, a Saturday night potluck dinner, or a Sunday morning brunch. Number seven, switch to phone calls and visits. What? Yes, bitch. Pick up the phone like a real fucking human and have a conversation. Pick up the phone instead of sending an email. Plan a trip to see your parents instead of relying on Skype. Go outside. This is number eight. I'm going to say it again. Go outside. Outdoor activities will help you forget about your smartphone for a while. Take your kids for a hike at the nearest park. Pack a picnic lunch. Sketch the scenery instead of taking photos. I call this summer my season of forgetting I've had a phone. I've been doing a lot of shit with the kids and I don't have pictures of it. But I do know that I have the memories locked in the vault, and that's what's important to me. You don't always have to have a picture of everything, I promise. Number nine, exercise regularly. Exercise can take your mind off technology. Start yoga or sign up for CrossFit. Whatever feels good to you, join a Zumba class. I don't give a fuck. Do something. And number 10 is reward yourself. You always want to reinforce your new habits by congratulating yourself on your progress. Buy some new sports gear or cook your favorite meal. Take a break from your browser and explore the world firsthand. Your children grow up quickly, but those cat videos will still be there when you get back. A little message to all of us. I love you, bitch.